It's the Games Bear Podcast, episode 4. With me today, I have Oleg Brajnik, a regular.
Hello.
David Dunn, also another regular.
Woo!
And a special guest all the way from Scotland, Chucky O'Neill.
I'm special.
And that's his actual
so
name.
So special!
And I'm your host, Vlad Vexen. Okay, so we have loads of news for you guys tonight. Starting with some Microsoft news. So Xbox have been pushing their Xbox One console, and last year at E3 they were talking a lot about their TV content, not just their games. And so they announced that they are working on several original shows with big names such as Steven Spielberg and Ridley Scott working on scripted projects for the Halo franchise.
Yeah.
And also some other shows, like an unscripted series about international street soccer. And
they're bringing the Heroes show back, aren't they?
Xbox bringing the Heroes
yeah.
Back.
I don't think
it's.
Yeah. I think the Heroes thing is a once-off.
It's
movie,
a web. It's a web. I think it's a
web
series.
But it is Microsoft bringing it back because that was at the Xbox.
No, it's not
Xbox at all.
Okay,
in unrelated news, we have the Heroes coming back.
Woo! So some other shows that Microsoft are going to be creating, they described an original drama about robotic servants in a dystopian world.
I'm excited for that.
Sounds intriguing. I have no idea what it is. It'll probably be
iRobot, the TV show.
It'll probably be awful, but the premise is cool.
So are
confirmed.
Are they charging for this? Or
They haven't announced any pricing or anything like that, but you're only going to be able to watch these things on Xbox consoles.
I'm sure they won't be
Microsoft
stupid,
products.
I'm sure it will
in
be included
the
in the Microsoft Live subscription.
In the UK, the Humans one, at least, is on Channel 4.
Humans one? Oh, the dystopian
Humans
ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But apparently they're saying this.
Other than that, I'm not sure.
Do you know what? They didn't announce a name for that project.
I thought it was Humans. It's based off a Swedish show called Real Humans. Swedish. Maybe Swiss? I don't know.
It might be a different show.
Definitely.
But also they announced a documentary about the search for discarded Atari games in Desert Landfill, which is another part of our news, which we'll get to a little bit later. But this is what they're doing, and they're really pushing their original TV content. It's not just about games for them, and they want to make this an entertainment console for the whole home.
And I'm really excited for the first thing to come out will be Street Soccer. Yay!
Can't wait, guys.
On Street Soccer.
That
just like everyone
awesome.
Knows.
I kind of want to watch it the second it launches.
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm cast.
No, I mean, I'm personally looking forward to a Halo show.
That would be interesting.
And I mean, Ridley Scott and Steven Spielberg.
The Ridley Scott and the Spielberg one are two separate things. Ridley
I know exactly, they're two different projects.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's going to be a web series, like similar to the thing that, the what was the one that was released?
Oh, yeah.
Not the Neil Blomkamp one, the TV show that was stuck on Netflix. Very good. Based in the Halo, it was based in the...
I can't remember the name of it myself.
But,
it was good.
Welcome
that
to the Forgetful
good
Podcast.
Yeah, Forgetful Podcast.
We don't know facts, and...
Forward onto Dawn.
That was a great.
Yeah,
great.
Very, very
good.
And if it's anything even close to that, it'll be brilliant.
I'd like it. I want more.
So will I be able to acquire these shows outside of an Xbox? Maybe other legitimate means.
Legitimate or illegitimate? Like, I'm sure you'd be able to get it illegitimately if you really wanted to.
But we wouldn't.
Not that we would.
Yeah.
Not like
those
people.
I own all the Xboxes in the world. It seems.
Do you have a see-through Xbox?
No.
I have a see-through Xbox.
Oh, I'm super jelly.
Are you
actually? Super swag jelly.
Hashtag
YOLO.
Hashtag I am the swag queen.
But the interesting thing about this is that Microsoft and Redmond have an entire building in their campus dedicated. It's a studio. It's where they do like their ads and stuff. But now they're dedicating that to all these entertainment things. So they're actually investing hundreds of millions of dollars into this.
A TV show or production.
They have their cameras and stuff.
Oh, wow, that's brilliant.
And so they are like actually investing a lot of money into this stuff. Which means they're properly dedicated to it.
Yeah.
And whether that's the right direction for it to go.
But will
that,
like...
Sony's, we like games.
Will that reflect? Like, will that take away from their games offering? I mean, is it gonna start
well,
pulling
people?
Because
companies that make games are still gonna make games for them.
It depends because.
Which are they more interested in at the moment, movies or games?
No, but people who make games are still gonna make games for them. It's not like they've been making games and they stopped. They're just giving you extra stuff.
It's like every Xbox 360 is being used for Netflix more than games.
Yeah, exactly. And Xbox One's the same.
Maybe
way.
Spending more money on TV gets them more.
Yeah, true.
Netflix
they see TV as a big opening for them.
Well, I suppose they always said it was a war for the living room. Yeah, I suppose
that's true. I mean, it is. It's a box in the living room.
They don't care how they get there once they get there.
They want it to do everything, and what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been selling the Kinect packs for video conferencing for offices.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, it's great camera on the Kinect.
The
new one's very good. Very good.
Great,
thanks. Yeah. So moving on, we have GameSpy are shutting down all of their servers.
Sad.
So that means like all their console games. Most of them are really old games, so you mightn't.
Yeah.
Be playing them anyway.
There's some new. Well,
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, I'm sure Take Two will. 2K, not Take Two.
Yeah,
I'm sure is it 2K?
2K.
Yeah, one of the, whatever. Rockstar.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rockstar will sort that out and make sure
They're saying that you'll still be able to play Red Dead Redemption multiplayer and Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5 multiplayer, so the big games that people are still playing should be accessible. It's just like leaderboards and all that stuff that will be taken out. But
they have migrated all the newer stuff to someone else's servers.
Yeah. And what's the reason for GameSpy shutting down there?
That's pretty weird.
I think they just pulled out of it. It's costing them money, and they're thinking. Well,
I thought they were primarily a hosting.
Surely it would get cheaper to host it.
I suppose that and security. They did some security things years ago. I'm not sure if they still do that.
I remember that I used to hate GameSpy.
I used to really hate GameSpy. That's a terrible, the worst service.
So what do they do now if they're not hosting?
I'm not closed.
I didn't.
They're not closed. Just operational. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, but. They've had to close down all their server business, which is a big deal for them. Pushing for them,
My thing about them was that they had this logo of the guy with the
hat.
It
always looks so shifty.
And their name is GameSpy, and I thought I was getting like stupid viruses when I was a kid.
To be fair,
am I supposed to have this?
To be fair, he looks quite shifty.
Okay, so
I don't think virus people actually put like the spy guys on their logos and name themselves spies.
Virus gear. Virus. I'm not sure.
They got the biohazard symbol.
Credit card stealer.
.exe.
.exe.
Sounds legit. Guys.
That's my antivirus.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What a great name, to be fair.
As we mentioned in the first news topic, the Xbox topic, they once released a documentary about the Atari downfall, where basically there was a myth that Atari buried a bunch of video games back in 1983 during the big video games depression crisis. So they were losing
video games. Got sad.
When all the video games were terrible and shovelware was very common.
They went to hide in a hole because they were so sad.
They were jumping off Wall Street buildings.
But yeah, it got so bad for Atari that they just decided to cut their losses and for whatever reason
they
buried them.
Yeah, nearly ruined the industry, didn't they? Well,
almost.
The industry.
Very nearly, yeah. So this is the documentary that they wanted to film. And it's kind of I was reading about it, and it's kind of funny because it was a myth before, and people weren't sure of where these games.
Some people were like, clearly it's real. I mean, obviously they want to bury it there, and other people were like, oh no, it's a conspiracy.
And then apparently they found one of the old workers that used to work in the old plant or whatever where they were creating the games, and he just directed them to where the place actually was.
They got permission.
That sounds so sinister.
Yeah.
Games plant. Were we factory?
No, was it just games that were buried there, or were Atari console like?
Apparently, loads of shit.
So just everything.
Monsters, in their boxes. Materials.
Oh, in their boxes. So they're still used. Has anyone confirmed whether
the
games are still usable?
I'm not sure if they still work.
They're a bit crushed, but they all still work. They're in good condition.
Wow.
And the rain hasn't actually gotten to them because
they were so low down.
It was quite low down.
That's great news.
I was reading about it. There was actually a like little kind of almost festival that built up around it because people came over and started watching it.
Yeah,
and put up a few tents.
Yeah, it was like a live show. They got loads of people
coming. Yeah, so a guy had to come out and to prove to everyone that they found a copy of ET. So he waved a copy of it to the audience.
Worst game ever! Woo!
They all shouted and jumped.
I remember reading a tweet that was just like they uncovered the thing in the desert, but it's kind of a non-story. Guys, we knew it was there. It is on the books, like they have buried these characters.
That's why I found so funny about it. It's like it was treated as this myth,
there.
But the people that worked there knew it was there. It's just a matter of getting the permission to dig it up.
So, yeah,
it's like, we know it's there. Do you?
Yes, we do.
We do. We have it in the documents.
Yeah.
But do you? Yes, here they are.
Maybe it was on the blog by Microsoft. Maybe they wanted people, buzz to build up about it, and then create this
PR
documentary. Giant PR stunt.
For the past
20
years.
Been planned since the 80s, I'm telling you. Conspiracies.
Dave has a
hat
on. You can't see, but he does.
That's the most disappointing 20-year plan I've ever seen.
Like the economy.
This should go deep, yo.
Oh no.
At least some people can stick to their plans.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah. Right. Enough of that, guys. Enough of that. So Sony Online Entertainment announced a new All Access program. I mean, they announced the program a while back, but they actually implemented it there.
Yesterday. So it is live, so you can.
Yeah, it's actually live.
Right?
They just put it live,
okay.
So there's a lot of problems. I actually work for the technical support, the customer support end for Sony Online Entertainment, one of the subsidiary companies. There's a lot of issues right now. There's those membership problems and people are complaining. It's great. But
it keeps
Vlad in a job.
It makes
remember that, guys, your problems keep Vlad in a job, so keep sending him them.
Send him all your problems.
But yeah,
direct them to @FlagInfection Twitter or I don't know how the Twitter machine works.
@FlagInfection
You old man.
What's the Twitter?
How do I tweet?
So you twatted me yesterday.
So back to
I tweeted back.
I mean, your handle is just not David Dunn. That's clearly a fallacy.
Clearly.
I mean.
He doesn't even want to beat her.
It's in the name. It's like Spy. Not Dave.
So yeah, this All Access plan, it's they're introducing a way for customers to play all their games on the one subscription. So instead of paying a subscription for one game, so for example, Fansite 2, which is one of their games, you can play. You can have the subscription throughout all their games. So Fansite 2, EverQuest 2, etc. Basically, it means you get more features. You get more. Station cash, which is the currency in the game, you get bonus discounts and other free goodies, stuff like that, if you subscribe. And instead of having it confined to one game, they have it on all games. Mm-hmm. So it gives you the option. I mean, if you want to try a game or you've been waiting and you're kind of committed to one, because a lot of these MMOs are very time sinks. Mm-hmm. Now there's a little bit of incentive for others to try out these new games, especially H1Z1's coming out, and that'll be part of this All Access program. It's going to be interesting to see how
that
game.
Just because of H1Z1, if you guys actually visit the Reddit that they created for it.
Oh yeah, they have videos showing off the gameplay.
No, but it's very developers are actually really
quite
active there,
yeah.
And they go out and ask the people, so how do you want the monetization system to work? And people have given them feedback, and they said, okay, we really like that. We really taking out some of your ideas. We're going to implement them. Thank you for your feedback.
So
you can actually hear them talk.
Yeah, so it's a real alpha/beta test where they want to hear what you think and
they're
some obscure forums on Reddit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which millions of people visit. So
yeah, that's pretty
good.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of this combined
program. I mean, nobody else does it. So
what is it? It's $15.99.
Yeah, it's $15 or
$15.
Your equivalent.
That's fine. Most people would pay something similar to that to play World of Warcraft alone.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I would love that for like all MMOs.
Yeah, every MMO.
Every
Sony, you heard us there, just sort it out, make deals with everyone.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Just
no, it sounds great. I mean, it's just like PlayStation Plus. It's kind of similar, You're going to get your value back.
You get a lot more value.
Yeah.
Bang for your buck.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so.
Do you have to pay for PlayStation Plus with that?
This
will it be included?
Sure.
So if you play for PlayStation Plus,
will
this be?
I know that this works for PC. I'm not sure of their plans for PS4,
right. Okay.
But
yeah.
They are bringing Plants Out 2 to PS4. Well, it's already on PS4, sorry.
Yeah.
And they're going to be bringing H1Z1 to PS4.
Cool. I think it would make sense that, I suppose, the console versions of it, if you have PlayStation Plus, you should be available, whatever the PC people are spending the 15.
That would make sense.
It would make sense. I mean, you know, give some back to your console. So
Sony are big for their indies. Again, I mean, earlier in the year they talked about 100 new titles coming to the console,
mm-hmm.
including indies and AAAs. Now they're saying that there's going to be 100 AAAs from this from May now until the end of the year. There's going to be more and more games coming out.
So they're being made, or
they're in development.
So 100 AAA games are
coming out this year.
Yes,
not AAA, sorry.
Indie games.
Indie games.
And there's 100
AAA
games in the works, is it?
No, earlier, just indies.
I wanted games.
I got
excited.
Oh, wait. Indie games are the best games.
I love indie games.
David is now on the floor and we're standing around him beating him with sticks.
I'm beating him with my FTL hoodie.
Let me see your FTL hoodie. Oh, wow.
Listeners, you can't see, he has a very, very, very nice FTL hoodie.
I'm posing.
He's
posing.
Just,
so you know.
Just a plug for a website where you got it?
Fangamer.net. Everyone should buy stuff from there because it's super high quality. And with every order, you get a drawing from one of their artists that's usually super cute and nice.
Gamesburg Podcast is not sponsored, but
it's really not.
No, we're not at all.
You wish.
Yeah.
But if they want to give us money.
Yeah, go ahead.
If any of you are listening to this.
But yeah,
this was a value.
So Sony are saying there's over 1,000 developers currently developing. They have the rights to self-publish on their system. So they're opening up the doors, the floodgates to their platform.
Yeah.
Which you know, the Xbox One has been, Microsoft have been bringing indies, but not like this.
No,
they closed doors.
Yeah.
And it might be letting one or two in through the cracks. But,
I want to know what Sony are offering them, because it sounds like Sony's this big drug dealer, gives them a taste of heroin or something, and they're all come rushing back, and there's hundreds of crackheads.
All it says is like, hey, you know, you can publish a game on our console.
It is great.
I could never do that before. Can I actually do that? I could never be a streak. Great, yes.
Wow, sign me up. Yeah.
I think they say like, do you want to put it on this? And then they're like, I don't know, how much work will it be? There's only two of us. And they're like, you could push one button and do it. And they're like, okay, we'll do it.
Simple as
that. We're the Sony converter. Converts everything into Sony.
Shrey turns up at your door with this strange device with a big red button.
My tea has become a Sony.
Press the button and you'll turn it into a Sony.
Gosh darn, my Surface turned
technology,
into a Sony.
Technology nowadays, it's impressive.
They also gave some numbers for the amount of times some games have been downloaded. So they gave Outlast has been downloaded 1.8 million times.
Oh, wow.
Don't Starve has been downloaded over 1 million times. And Warframe, which is a free-to-play game, has been the second most downloaded item as well. Second only to Netflix, so it's massive download. But one thing to mention, that all these games, Outlast and Don't Starve, have been on the PlayStation Plus program. So whoever has PlayStation Plus owns these games.
Still, 1.8
million. No, I mean, yeah, exactly, but it does inflate the numbers a little bit.
1.8 million, that's what, 25% of the install base?
Yeah, 7 million consoles out.
Yeah, that sounds a great number. That's it.
Don't Starve is that's great for them.
It's still very
impressive. They make great games, they deserve it.
Definitely.
The only problem with this is that a lot of the stuff that comes to Sony consoles has been on Steam like a year or so.
It is true, but it's nice to see it.
Yeah,
but
it's getting to an audience who doesn't use
Steam. I mean, you look at me, I'm new to the whole Steam thing. Had you guys not forced Steam and played
Dave
game
has
onto
just
me,
discovered Steam power.
Had they not?
Wait until he gets
Steam.
To electric
Steam. Wow. But no, honestly, had I been stuck on a PlayStation forever and not experienced Steam, I'd be getting. I know there's plenty of people, hundreds of thousands of people out there that were like me, and they've just got these 100 indie games that are going to come to PlayStation that might have been on Steam already, but they've never experienced them before, and some of them are.
And
like,
then the
incredible
games,
are
being made, like Transistor's coming out.
That game looks amazing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I checked my PlayStation profile there yesterday. I was downloading Child of Light.
Hey.
And I have about 212 games, which is about roughly the same amount I have on Steam.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous.
And they were all free games.
I'd say about 100 of those are free games that I got on PS Plus. which is pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
And then the other half are games like
I want, so at only $49.99 a year, PlayStation Plus is, it's, you know, I think that's so good,
such
good
value.
Yeah,
I mean,
so good value.
You don't own the games, but I don't really care. I mean, I pay 50.
You get paid
50 euro a year.
Exactly.
It's not really that much money. It's like a fiver a month.
I mean, if you think about it, you have 100 games. Less. How long have you had PlayStation Plus?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. So you paid 100 euro for 100 games. Euro.
It's like a euro game.
Yeah.
So
and a lot of those games are AAA
game,
games.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's call this the Steam effect. This is the Steam effect.
Where you buy 600 games and you play two of them.
It's like it's 2 euro. It's like you're paying me to buy it.
Yeah. No, but honestly, in a Steam sale, it's like I might never play it, but it's too good value. I have to get it, even though I might never play it. Just the slight chance that I might.
I
you know,
think
someday
I've
pick
finished
it up.
About five of my Steam games. I would play 80 that are there. I finished like five.
It's like
we finished Dota. I don't think we finished Dota.
I didn't think you could finish Dota.
Yeah.
Honestly, Deus Ex is a game that was on sale for me for like 2 euro. I'd never had a huge interest in it. And I was like, I'm probably never going to buy it. But it's 2 euro. I can't
it's a great
buy
game.
It.
And you probably never played it.
No, I haven't even installed it.
But it's a great game.
No, I'm sure it is.
That's the problem. I mean, you kind of miss out on playing some of these great games. Like,
I have to play the previous Deus Ex before I play...
I know you don't have to play Human Revolution. You don't have to play the previous games.
I played Deus Ex on live, actually. That's how I played it.
On live?
I got as far as China in
wow.
Deus Ex. And that spoilers, you go to China.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
no.
China
in Deus Ex? I didn't even know it was set in this world.
There's Deuses or Exes there. But yeah, I played that on live.
People in that game?
I don't know if on live's still going, is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's been taken.
No,
it's been taken
a long time ago.
Didn't it get relaunched a month ago?
No, it got relaunched about a year ago, and then they took it down again.
Didn't it get re-relaunched?
They're just desperate to get it to succeed.
Well,
I think it was management issues that they fell into more than anything.
Yeah, and
it was just
no one really wanted it. Yeah, they relaunched it with a new subscription thing.
And
you can link it to your Steam games. You can play your Steam games over on live.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. It is launched.
It's launched.
We're looking at the website.
There's a coffee beside
it's
a
there.
It's called, they have a thing called CloudLift. Download or cloud or both.
So confirmed. On live has been relaunched. You heard it here first on the Games Nerd podcast, because clearly nobody else has heard about this.
Actually,
it's
an RG that you've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
But anyway...
back to real news.
Back to actual news, guys. So, John Carmack, who's the Doom co-creator, he left...
Mr. Carmack.
No, it's just Carmack.
I know.
So he left Edge about a year ago, and then he joined the Oculus Rift recently. So ZeniMax have actually sued... Well, they're threatening to sue them.
We're going to sue.
Because they're saying that he took proprietary technology he developed at Id and used it to help develop and market the Oculus Rift goggles. So I don't know where exactly this is coming from, but I think ZeniMax have noticed that, you know, Facebook has bought the Oculus Rift for a whole $2 billion, and I mean, who wouldn't want a cut of that money?
No, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Why not try to get a cut of
them.
It?
Yeah.
I don't blame them, but it's a bit cheeky of them to do this.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what he could have stolen. I mean, all the technology has already been made.
Yeah,
the technology is in his head.
He's a mastermind.
No, it's on his head.
Hey. All right. So, I don't know. I mean, if they have a legitimate copyright concern, fine, they can do it.
Yeah. I'm okay if he actually stole stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he actually stole things,
he doesn't seem like a guy that would steal.
We don't actually know.
I don't know the guy personally, but
it's not that he steals it. It's that everything that he created at Id belongs
to Id.
That's
true.
So
it's
if that was in his contract, that anything he creates, like I know a lot of companies most companies, anything you create when you're there in your own time or in their time is owned by them. To them.
But the funny thing is that the Oculus Rift was already built and there was a prototype available
but he brought a lot of knowledge to it. It wouldn't be about the Oculus Rift, it would be about
whatever.
Well, they're saying the marketing.
I think it's whatever ideas he put into it after you know, after he left, I think, or well, not before he left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might have all been made, but clearly he still put some ideas into it while he was still with.
But that's almost implying that they're developing VR tech in house at, you know, ZeniMax or id, which I don't really think they are. So I don't.
Well,
know.
I wouldn't say it's that. It's just again anything he makes once he's signed up with them is ownership.
But did he leave? He left. So how is he?
But,
that?
Yeah,
he was working on
it while he was with them.
Okay.
I think that's what you mean now. It's like signing your soul away kind of contract. It's really bad.
It's stupid.
Bad form. Yeah. Bad
Do
form
you think they own all the rocketeering stuff? Because he's very fond of launching rockets and stuff. Do you think they own all the rockets he worked on?
Possibly. No, to be fair, I think it is in the contract. It will be stated in a related field.
You're okay to build rockets.
Yeah, you're okay to build rockets.
And the bomb.
Joe, games and everything—that's ours. But rockets,
rockets,
you can have rockets.
Yeah,
fine.
Have that. I mean, we couldn't understand that anyway.
Okay, so we have some game trailers and new upcoming games. So some discussion here.
Can we talk about House of Cards Season 3 first?
Oh yeah, definitely. House of Cards Season 3.
If you haven't seen the trailer yet.
Kevin Spacey's starring in the new Call of Duty game.
The new Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, like got lost there.
House of Cards?
House of Cards.
House of Card.
we're in the cinema. We're watching the Lego movie. We're going to see the Lego movie. And an ad for House of Cards came up. Originals on Netflix.
Yeah.
And beside me, Ray, he decided, like, as soon as the trailer ended, everything was super quiet. He said, "More like House of Crap." To a loud theater, or to a quiet theater. And, it, you know, he had never watched the show. He just,
I love that show.
It's a great show. Watch it if you haven't watched it already.
But yeah, the trailer, back to the trailer.
Yeah.
So the game's called Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
And what happened was the game was leaked, sorry, the trailer was leaked early. There was some news leaked a couple of days ago that, you know, there's going to be a big reveal for the new Call of Duty game on the 4th. The 4th of May.
Yeah.
And
they showed his character, the CG, or
the CG
engine.
They showed
a
picture of him.
Yeah.
And
then it just went to black and then said Call of Duty announcement, whatever
the
date was.
It was the 4th of May. The trailer leaked early, and then once the trailer leaked, they just put it up on their own Facebook and everywhere,
exactly.
All over the social media.
Damage control.
I mean, they might as well.
Yeah.
It's out there.
It looked super pretty.
Yeah, look,
it did look pretty.
Like, honestly, at the end of the day, it looked pretty, but then it's still, in terms of content, it still just seemed like another.
I mean,
I actually have no idea.
It could be the one that changes it all and makes all of us want to play.
But that's what they say every year.
Yeah, we have to give them the benefit of
every year.
It's like we've reinvented Call of Duty, we've added this and this, and but yeah, so the same.
We've reinvented Call of Duty, we've added a dog. We've reinvented Call of Duty, we've added slightly spacey stuff.
There's mechanical dogs in this one, okay?
Wow.
It is set in the near future, and it's kind of it's kind of building off Black Ops 2, which is kind of in the near future with mechs and all this stuff. But this has like cybernetic.
Yeah.
Kind of suits, kind of like Crisis.
I'm just gonna put it's gonna
sell like hotcakes. I mean, no matter
we
say, people will rush to the store to buy it.
Do hotcakes sell?
I hope so.
Well, I mean,
or else
I'd buy them.
If hotcakes sold very slowly and they got cold before they were sold?
Then there wouldn't be Call of Duty.
By the way, in my notes, the title is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare starring Kevin Spacey.
That's the title of the game.
That is basically the game. I mean, is it, even him just being in the game, that's going to suck.
The interesting thing, though, is the character that he appears to play in the game is Frank Underwood.
Oh, yeah, like he's talking.
I mean,
he's
less of a southern accent.
His accent's all weird, isn't it?
Exactly the same.
Exactly. I think he's the president from the way he's talking. He sounds like he's a president. And
no spoilers.
It's the trailer. It's the first trailer.
Trailer spoilers. Well, what is this? No spoilers.
This is the internet. You just can't talk about
anything.
Yeah,
true. Can't talk about anything.
So one of the parts in the trailer he mentions like a.
He sounds really racist in it as well.
Yeah,
he's very evil.
You're not allowed to tolerate anything.
Yeah.
I'm from a second world country and I'm offended.
I'm not actually offended.
I don't know if Ukraine is actually second world.
Is it? Oh, it's third world, second world, first world.
You don't hear much about the second
world. He mentioned
the second world sounds like it's an alternate
reality.
It's like something from a video game, you know.
Probably
World 2, two worlds, you know.
Sounds like a PS3 game.
Why PS3?
Second world. Oh, Second Life, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, one part of the trailer I thought was funny was when he mentioned he says, "Oh, you journalists come in and try to tell me what to do." And that reminded me of House of Cards. Was like, it's basically about journalists.
Yeah. So I would know. It would be hilarious if his name was like Frank Over Metal or something, or Overstone. Frank Overstone.
That's a great second
name.
That's
a really
good
name.
I'm changing my second name to Overstone. Like Overstone.
Your initials would be OO.
That would be great though. Frank Overstone. You heard it first there, Games Blur podcast confirmed.
Here's some ideas for you guys. Sledgehammer Games, here's an idea for you.
Yeah, listen to us.
Just thinking there, in the trailer he seemed very anti-media. Do you think as a person working for him you will have to kill press?
Well, I think I'd prefer if he was the main character and you actually play as him, but you know.
No, okay.
You just yelling to
imagine that. It's like, that's it. It might as well be a House of Cards video game.
Working
just go around shouting
budget.
At people.
Eating
ribs.
That's
eating.
The Kinect. The Kinect support. Just yelling at people.
No, it could. I think it'd be, yeah, it sounds like cool. The interesting thing though is, do you think you'll be working for him, or do you think you'll be working for someone trying to stop him? Because he seems like the evil character. Or are they going to go this? You get to play both sides, or something.
You start off working for him, and then
you just take him
down or something like that. Yeah.
Nintendo announced some
big stuff today.
Damn it, Oleg, what was that?
That was IGN interrupting us. Just so you know.
Damn IGN.
Nearly that was important
not
for
really,
you.
Not really, though. We love Game Over, Greggy.
They're also in our building.
Our building. They're renting from us.
Yeah, exactly. They're upstairs. We're down here. We have little gang fights.
More games, guys. More games.
Yeah, back to games.
So, Drive Club. New trailer and announce date for Drive Club.
I am looking forward to Drive Club.
I love
my driving games. You love your driving games. Vlad, you love your driving games. Oleg, you hate your driving games.
Every year.
Except Burnout.
But like... Gran Turismo 5 is a bit of a letdown.
Did you play 6?
Yeah. 6 improved on things, but still, it wasn't the big next Gran Turismo that we need. Like, 7 has to really be...
It's not the Gran Turismo
we
deserve.
We need, you deserve, yeah. But 4 is the latest 4, the Forza 5 is great.
That was awesome.
I have to say, it is great.
Wasn't that game filled with microtransactions that... People have problems with the microtransactions in that game.
I don't know.
No, they kind of went a different way. They kind of fixed the economy in it, like to make cars cheaper. And if you buy DLC, you get the car. You don't have to buy it in game.
Okay.
And they also gave you a crap ton of credits, and they gave you a free car and stuff.
So you still unlock,
you still get rewarded credits
and buy cars that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never use microtransactions.
But you can cheat the system and kind of like on a mobile game.
You can do that in Gran Turismo.
It's just buying cheats is what you're doing there. That's fine.
Well,
I mean, no one really cares.
But Forza,
but it's not because in Forza, like, when you pick a car, when you buy a really expensive car, you race against other really expensive cars.
Exactly. Yeah, you're buying the ability to race that car.
Yeah,
so you're buying progression rather than...
No
advantages there.
No, you're still
in the same car as everyone else.
Yeah, no, like Forza was great. Gran Turismo, hopefully 7 will improve on it. But Drive Club,
I'm excited for Drive Club, and I'm excited for that Ubisoft one.
What's it called?
The Drive...
I know the cross country one.
Yeah,
the one that basically has the whole of the United States map.
You can drive around the whole United States.
It's pretty cool.
It's obviously not. I think it's only 13 cities, but
It's basically you can just drive across the whole thing. And
the crew and Drive Club.
Kind of dark.
I'm really looking forward. Drive Club, especially. I mean, PlayStation 4. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, they sound more next gen. I mean, they have all these social interconnectivity. And all that stuff. The release date for it is actually the 7th of October for the US and the 8th of October for the EU and Europe regions. It was initially meant as a free PlayStation Plus game for the launch of the PlayStation 4. That's what it was meant to be.
Oh, okay.
But I really doubt they're going to let people play for free now.
Yeah, possibly not. No, but it does look very good.
Is it
I can't
open
wait to see
it. Or is it track-based?
I think Drive Club is track-based, but the crew is open world.
Yeah,
the
can drive around.
The crew is open world.
All the cities, it's pretty good.
I'm not a huge, I'm not a huge fan of the open world driving games. I know Oleg loves, Oleg himself, he really loves Paradise City and other open world driving games.
I played 150 hours of that game. Yeah. Insane.
I understand some people like it. Personally, I prefer, in a racing game, I prefer a track game. If I wanted an open world game, I'd like to be able to get out of the car,
like both, though. I mean, it's so much fun to just, like, be driving, and then, like, Grand Theft Auto, you just, like, drive, and then, there's a mountain ahead of me. I wonder if I can get fast enough to go up over the mountain.
But, like, you're a fan of Forza. Have you played Forza Horizon?
Yeah, I love
like,
that.
I liked
Forza
Horizon. Forza Horizon
terrific.
Was good. It was an open world, kind of similar to Paradise, kind of like Paradise City, but less...
In countryside.
So,
yeah, less
yeah.
kind of crazy burnout style racing. But
yeah,
no, it was very good.
Yeah, I just can't take the serious car game seriously.
Yeah,
well, there
are
more simulation.
No, I do. Like, I love some arcade games every so often,
the
but I do love simulators.
Oh,
I do
Ridge
love
Racer.
Ridge Racer!
Sorry,
oh,
we had
the
to
levels
do.
Went up there.
Yeah, no,
actually,
bad.
This
arcade
year
games.
Forza Horizon should be like the next one because
there's
a second.
Oh, yeah.
It should be like Forza
oh,
yeah. and then Horizon and then Forza.
Oh,
that's
so
what they should be doing.
They're trying to do it annually
there.
Or something, is it? Like eat one,
well,
one this
a
year.
Forza every year.
Yeah.
Pack.
Wait, is
pack the last 4 years?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, well, okay, Forza is a new one.
Forza 5,
Forza, 5
Forza,
Forza
Horizon,
Forza
4,
Forza 3, obviously.
3 was,
so it was like
a year before that. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Every
but
year.
Then I think there was a break between 2 and 3. A bit
2
longer,
and 3 had
yeah.
a good break.
Yeah.
That was needed. I didn't like 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Because it was too short. I wasn't finished.
Oh, yeah, you weren't finished playing
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like
it's the
it.
Same way Assassin's Creed, I haven't finished that, but the next
yeah,
one's
like,
coming out, and I'm like, slow down!
Yeah, there's so many Assassin's Creed games, so like, you,
oh,
you wonder how...
See,
it.
That's the problem. I want to play
the
Assassin's
games.
Creed games, but I feel I can't jump into them right now, because
yeah.
there's so
much...
Yeah,
you know. Can with 4. You can definitely jump into 4.
Yeah, I know.
You can jump straight into 4, can you?
You
can
jump into
Perfect.
4, because it's not related to the other...
Oh, well, yeah. I'm always worried about that when I'm playing games. I don't want to, you know, jump into a game and have to, you know, Google the story or Wikipedia the story. I'd rather, you know, experience it myself.
Anyway, Drive Club, woo! Woo!
Drive Club, woo! Racing
like
games.
Drive Club.
So from racing games, we go to FPS games. We have 2 FPS games here. Destiny is a big
oh,
game.
Poor
it's
Marty.
The...
Can we have a moment of silence for Marty, please?
Okay.
Martin O'Donnell. May he rest in peace.
He didn't die.
I know.
Hang on, he's dead.
May his Bungie career rest
he's
in peace.
He's dead to Bungie.
Okay.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
He might as well be dead, guys.
No, he's gonna be rich. He is rich.
He is rich already. He has an ivory tower.
No, that's probably why he was.
No, he's a talented man. He'll be,
sorry,
he'll be picked up.
Can't be here.
He'll be picked up by another studio.
But
yeah,
the what news on Destiny do we have?
The strike gameplay. Strike gameplay footage was just released there. It was a 7-minute demo where. They showed off like a co-op section where you can just like go
was
through.
Was that the same section from E3, the on stage demo they did?
I don't think it was the same section.
It was a new area.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. That's maybe like
I mean,
a few people who have played.
Is this
the
kind
like,
of deserty industrial area? Oh yeah, it is.
No, this one was more underground. It was kind of like.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good.
It looks
like Halo with loot. Which
see,
I
that,
kind of think is
yeah,
really,
no, it
looks
really
think, cool.
But a little bit of me thinks it's just a little bit too much like Halo. That
well, no,
it
no,
it's
too
more
it's
Borderlands than Halo.
Yeah.
You think?
No,
yeah.
The reason it looks a little bit like Halo, and we're not saying there's a clone, we're saying that it's
the same
style.
Arch.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
same arch,
yeah.
Yeah,
it came from
yeah.
the same artist, came from the same sound design.
No, of course. And
the gameplay is very Borderlands, I think, and that's
true.
I never finished any Borderlands game. I haven't finished 1 or 2.
Me neither.
I started
it's
one.
Like,
I finished one and it's Avalanche of DLC.
I'm never buying a Borderlands game.
What about the pre-sequel?
Never buying a Borderlands game again. Just because I can't finish it.
Oh yeah. And
always buying Borderlands game everything.
I always thought that Destiny was headed for PC. But apparently it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was convinced that it
was. I was convinced.
Yeah, I was sure.
Console Master Race, PC Plebs.
And that's the only time you'll ever get to say that.
Yeah, yeah, I got a high five for that.
That was a good high five.
It was a very good high five and
you
picked
can
it
see
up on
the
mic.
Line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
But yeah, I always tell it for PC, and they're just
You see, Vlad, sometimes the best games, they can't bring them out to the inferior consoles.
The
inferior consoles. So you're playing that.
That's what
they come out for the PC, but not the inferior consoles.
No, the inferior platform.
How is the inferior platform?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just baiting here. Throwing out some bait.
Low-quality bait.
Yeah, low-quality.
But yeah, they're actually not... They might be developing it for PC, but right now they don't have the resources.
Strange,
they're saying they don't have the time or the resources because they're focusing on 4 platforms. I mean, it does...
Well, what are the 4 platforms?
Xbox 360,
PS3,
Xbox
four,
One,
yeah.
PS4. If you think about the Halo games are only on one console.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal for them. Them developing for 4
that,
is a
that
big...
Is
I,
new.
Yeah.
That is very new
See,
for them.
The only thing is, I think the PC, from my understanding of the PC industry at the moment, is that it's grown bigger. I think it's bigger now than it has ever been before.
Yeah.
I think it's it is a bit silly for them to completely ignore it.
There was a story saying that PC sales have outnumbered console sales. Like, there's more people playing PC games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Than
yeah,
playing
they got a high five. Yeah. Obviously, overall PC sales have declined, but that's because you've got the mass.
No, they haven't.
Oh, they have. Yeah,
they've actually increased. Thanks to Steam, mostly. But
yeah. Well, no. I'm talking about overall, like laptop sales
the
and
PCs.
Everything.
Oh, sorry. The personal computers.
Personal computers. So,
yeah.
Of tablets and everything, the person who uses it for Twitter and Facebook and everything is buying tablets and phones instead.
But
I would imagine more gamers are getting into PC gaming. Like me, myself, I only discovered it a couple of years ago.
If a gamer is into a PC, he's going to build a PC, so that would also decrease PC sales because he's building PCs.
Yeah, true.
No, but when you say PC sales are decreased, they're still well above PS4.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Even though most of them aren't used for gaming.
Oh, definitely.
But they're still way over.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
no, but I mean, if you look 10 years ago when every man, woman, child, like there was probably two computers sold a year per human in the world. Okay, yeah, but you know, the 5 years. Actually,
oh
yeah,
I know.
Wow, we feel
just
old now.
Throwing that out there.
2004 isn't
we're
that
old.
Long ago, but it's
playing my Game Boy back then.
Wow,
but yeah,
no, you weren't. 2004
Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Advance, yeah. I was playing my Game Boy.
Possibly, actually, DS
was
out. No, 2005.
And we didn't play it.
No, 2004, DS was 2004.
And we didn't play it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got
a launch as fast.
Back then.
I was emulating Game Boy games on my PSP.
Yeah.
We're going to have to delete that.
We do not promote piracy.
It's not piracy.
If the game is good, buy it.
Except in Assassin's Creed 4.
Unless you want to emulate it on the PSP. Just saying.
Or buy it.
Yeah, please buy it.
No, it's not piracy because it's not like I owned a SNES and I could buy it from legitimate sources.
But you can buy them legitimately now.
Secondhand.
If you have a Wii, you can buy Game Boy Advance games or SNES games on their store.
This is
the
piracy
store.
Podcast where we question
just like Sony allow you to download PS1 games and Microsoft allow you to download nothing because they have no.
Yeah, why didn't you buy a Wii and have a virtual console?
Exactly, virtual console. There you go.
Because
I'm
buying a Wii.
There you go.
And that goes against everything I believe.
What were we talking about a second ago? Destiny.
Thank you.
So our destiny is
to
not buy that game.
To be the very
next?
Best.
Wolfenstein: The New Order is next.
I like that Pokemon.
New Order. It's interesting, actually. It's coming out and it looks exactly like the old school games that have been resurging on the PC recently.
Yeah, it doesn't have a shield system like all the other FPS games.
You know
that's something
I
got fed up of.
You know what I liked about the Wolfenstein trailer was that it looked like, it didn't look AAA, it looked mid-tier. It looked if you had the money but you wanted a game and you didn't
something
have
while you
a
were
good
waiting
game,
for a
you'd
good
buy
game.
A Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I
the,
like.
I'm going to drink beer and play this game.
And the story is very cheesy. Like the guy that they have this old man, and he's just basically telling you to kill everybody.
So let me guess, is it racist or not?
No, it's not racist. But it's
Nazis.
Okay, so we're
okay for that.
No, I liked it. I did notice that it did kind of seem mid tier. Like when ever since THQ fell apart and indie games.
For
THQ. Yeah.
Actual IRP this time, guys.
Yeah, I hear that. But yeah. So anyway, the indie games kind of replaced those mid-tier THQ games that came out in between big releases. That's the reason THQ fell, because indie games were getting so popular. And
they're stuck in this middle.
They're stuck in this middle ground.
Yeah.
They were never AAA and never indie. They were somewhere in between. That was their fault. And it's nice to see that we can still have games like that come out, like Wolfenstein.
I'm really happy.
There's a good few ones in Steam Greenlight as well that would fit the kind of THQ
kind of published by Midway or something.
Yeah, Midway. Yeah, exactly.
Just a bit crap, but really fun.
Yeah, I mean, some of them can be great. Like Darksiders is great. I love Darksiders.
I think Dark Souls is one of those games as well.
You think?
Because the first one, but the second one also doesn't look.
But
that great.
But is
know,
it? Is
I
it kind of
it looks? It looks like a
kind of,
game.
But the animations are really stiff and everything. I mean, there's no mocap studio behind it. There's no proper voice acting.
I miss no mocap.
Mirror of the Curse.
But also, you know, in terms of sales.
Oh yeah, in terms of sales, it's not a bajillion.
Oh, there actually is. Like, yeah. I'm thinking, is it like AAA? It's a AAA up there with the likes of.
In terms of the money made, making it, and quality, it doesn't like.
It seems
gameplay is solid, but
it's not like a Last of Us.
Also, we're not implying that that's a bad thing.
No, no,
I love it. Yeah,
it's a style
of the game as opposed to, you know, not saying it's bad quality, we're saying it's different.
I won't say I love it because I got raped when I played it. Not that.
You play a game and a guy broke into his house and you took advantage of him and he can never play a game again because he's associated with
himself. But he still loved it.
He really enjoyed it. He still got to play the game, so that was what really what mattered. But
Wolfenstein,
in the trailer they showed two different ways of approaching a situation, so they really want you to experiment. They don't want you to just go guns blazing. I mean, if you can, if you want. But
I mean,
also
from the trailer, it looked like guns blazing
is
the
more
the
fun
best
approach.
Way.
Yeah, the best.
They played two different songs, and I mean, the second song sounds a lot more fun and upbeat.
It did.
Yeah, no,
but,
it looks funny.
It looks fun. It looks like a game you pick up on sale.
Yeah.
I really liked that trailer because of its presentation. It was like, here's how to play it. They showed you the same thing twice, but different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point of video games, is to do the same thing over
you have
and over
your
again,
own,
but different
well,
ways.
Yeah, no, I like that different people can have different experiences when playing a game.
Exactly,
that's not something the movie industry or music industry have ever been able to do.
This game, other games that demonstrate it a lot better.
No, I know, but like with most
game
games,
sneaking method looks.
I can go one way and you can go the other way. Well, in most cases, which is really.
Guys, we haven't talked about the guns yet. They had these dual shotguns and
Gatling gun.
The guns of the olden days that you never see very much anymore.
It's like, is that automated rocket launcher with unlimited ammo? Yes, it is, my friend. Yes, it is.
It's not like that gun's too heavy to carry around.
Yeah,
no, you carry two of them around.
Like, you know, kind of Ratchet and Clank-esque kind of Rhino. Yeah. You know, rip you a new one.
No,
that kind of
we're
style.
We're talking about Quake and Real Tournament here.
But similar kind of thing.
But that's what
Ratchet and Clank had. The rip you a new one was a giant automated rocket launcher.
Did I actually name one gun?
Rip you a new one, Rhino.
I love that.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And then they had sequels in it in the next games, like the Rhino 2, and they came up with all different names. But guns are good.
I would like to play the game as a combination of those two styles. So I sneak up on someone, and then...
Spend all your time sneaking up behind someone and just pull out a giant automated rocket launcher and blow them back half an hour.
I wonder how close I can get to them and blow their head off.
I wonder if I will survive this explosion being right beside
the
them.
The only death where, you know, the only killing we're doing is one that does a 50-50 chance you'll die too.
Oh my god. So, so the game's coming out on May the 20th, so that's very soon. It's this month actually, guys.
Yeah, that's surprisingly quick.
Very soon. The year is almost half over. In terms of, that means that a lot of these big games are going to be coming out in November. So, you know,
what's
COVID
it with the order? When's the order due? If it makes
this
year at
all. I'm not too excited about that.
I think it could be interesting.
From the footage they showed it.
Yeah, I mean, I say it's beyond this game, but it's like, that's a good game.
Which game is this?
The Order 1886.
It looked very rough from the footage.
It's supposed to be rough right now.
I trust Sony. I don't think they'd push
it's
out
Sony.
A very
they're,
bad
they're
game.
Pump as much money as it needs.
So
if
there's a problem here, just throw money at it until it fixes itself or goes away.
The Japanese insurance business will pay for it, so...
Oh yeah, Sony insurance arm. Yeah, I forgot about that.
No.
And then there's the $100 special.
Yeah,
you got this model of the robot dog.
That's not a model.
It's called the Panzerhund edition.
That'll put hair on your
Someone like put a Last of Us doll on, you know, Amazon or something, saying, this is the collector's edition Last of Us.
There's no game, but
it's still the collector's edition.
It's not collector's edition, it's a toy.
The problem is that it comes with really cool stuff. You got a book, you got like...
But they actually have the game,
no
in,
game
in the name. Yeah, they call it the...
It comes with a steel book. Like the metal cases.
Yeah. Is the game in that?
No. It comes empty. Yeah, you get the actual case, but when you open it, there's no.
What it's filled with is disappointment.
€100 for €100 disappointment.
Guys, when it does come out on discs, the game's going to be about 40 gigabytes in size.
Oh.
I just read it. That means it's coming on four DVDs on the Xbox 360. 40 DVDs.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
This is going back to the days of the PS1. Yeah. This is going back to Final Fantasy 7, 8,
what
9.
Game? There's a game, though. There's a game.
You're right. They should release a new console. Oh.
There's a game a couple of years ago, actually. Like, well, recent enough, they came out on Xbox. They had about four discs.
Last Odyssey had three.
Last Odyssey had three. Yeah, well, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. But
Forza 4 had two discs.
Two discs, yeah. They were dual layer discs though, weren't they?
Yeah.
But they're DVDs. They ought to be dual layer.
What,
they're 14
DVDs, gigs or something?
The normal DVD is
4.9.
There's
a 4.9.
9 gigs for the dual layer.
Wow.
So yeah, you need four discs for this game.
Four dual layer discs.
Actually, yeah, sorry, maybe I'm confusing it with the reason Metal Gear Solid 5, Kojima came out and stated the reason he couldn't bring it to the Xbox 360 was because he'd have to put it on four or five discs. And
wait, is he not bringing it to the 360?
The 360, Metal Gear Solid 5, Metal Gear Solid 4. Guns of the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he said he couldn't bring it out. Just
aren't they bringing
size.
Ground Zeroes out? And
the... Oh, of course they are, yeah.
So that was a bunch of reasons.
His point was invalid.
Oh, no, but that's because the engine he was using was built specifically for the
no,
core,
but
that
his
PlayStation
point,
Core.
His point is still invalid.
Yeah.
It was an excuse at the time that he used.
No, it wasn't an excuse, but also you have to understand, when you play Metal Gear Solid 4, the textures in that are really, they're not compressed at all. They're like, the reason that game was
that's
so big.
His father.
The reason that game was so big is because he didn't bother compressing anything in it.
You can download
WinRAR
and you don't
there
have to pay for it. You keep using it
yeah.
even after it expires.
Watch, this is new, guys.
Good guy, WinRAR.
Some PBR4 textures, make them all small.
Mm.
It compresses things.
So, yeah, we've talked about some upcoming games. Let's talk about a bit of mobile gaming and what Chucky thinks of next gen, because we want to know his opinions on next gen.
Next gen on mobile? Or?
And Chucky actually works for a mobile studio.
He works
for a
mobile. The only one who actually earns a living from games.
Let's.
You start dabbling.
Well, I dabble.
Should we let Chucky talk about Cobra a little
yeah.
bit? Maybe mention
okay,
what he does?
Okay, yeah, sure.
What do you make?
Yeah, Cobra Mobile is in Dundee in Scotland. We make iPhone games, mostly iPad, iPhone,
yeah.
And then we port them to other things.
I know you have a few Android games.
Yeah, I was showing Dave earlier. We did a
Star Wars
Lego Star Wars Microfighters on iOS and Android now.
Yeah,
it makes sense to
download that. But our most popular series, I think, is the iBomber games. Which pay the bills.
I was supposed to buy that on Steam, I think.
Is
it a top-down tank game?
Yeah, that was iBomber Attack. That came out 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 1 year ago, last summer. And that was one that I worked on. And we released that on Steam and iOS. And then before that, we had iBomber Defense, which is a tower defense thing. And then before that, iBomber, which is like dropping bombs on shit. You might need to leave that
great.
On dropping bombs on Nazis for fun.
So
and
it was like
that's pretty great. Well, no, it's top down. You pilot a plane, like you lean forward with the phone, lean back to go slow, fast, and then steer, and you're dropping stuff.
And are you finding it hard to make yourself kind of known out there with all the games and the mobile games?
Noise.
Not really, because well, I'm sure. It would be hard if we were starting out, but we've kind of...
You've been around the block a bit.
Yeah, we've been around the block. We have relationships with different companies. Our boss, he goes and talks to different companies, and I'm not sure...
It's licensed
he
games
hides all
that,
from
isn't
us.
It? A lot of it is licensed games.
No,
just Star Wars.
Lego is our first licensed game since the company was working on Java games. For Java phones.
Yeah. Oh wow.
That's how old the company is.
Okay, so they have been around.
They
started it off. They started it off.
We are the oldest company, games company in Dundee, I think.
Oh wow.
Is there many in Dundee?
There's quite a few. There's Tag, there's Outplay, there's a bunch of other ones. Most of them mobile.
Yeah.
There was Real Time Worlds, they were in Dundee.
Oh, Real Time Worlds, yeah.
Their building is now a gym.
Moment of silence for Real Time Worlds offices. And
Ruffian Games, who did Crackdown 2, they're still going. They're in Dundee.
Oh, cool.
They released a mobile game recently, Clash of the...
Wait, they made Crackdown and they're in Dundee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's like a Rockstar in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, they make like the best... The most realistic American games, and they're
yeah,
in
Scotland.
So,
And what's it like? What's it been like working for them?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, like, the guys are really nice. There's only 16 employees there.
So everyone was there. It's great guys.
That's big enough for a small one.
If we need anything, I can just walk behind me, talk to an artist, and they'll work it up. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
a bit employment to artists. That's a good.
And everyone's on a kind of flat level as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
except
floor.
Our boss,
who has his own chambers,
emanating above everyone.
No, he's Mark's great. He's always a good joker. Everyone's joking and stuff.
Oh, that's good. It's the way an office should
exactly.
Be.
Yeah,
the best, the most productive offices are.
if Mark is approached by anyone, he'll be like, "Hey, what do you think of putting out in this?" He'll ask us. I'm a programmer, by the way.
See, Chucky is the only person, one of us, that really earns a living from the video games industry. The rest of us, it's a hobby mainly. I know Vlad does work for.
We levitate around it.
Yeah, we levitate around it. But
hoping to penetrate it one day.
So he's actually he's our very first. I suppose this is our very first interview, isn't it?
But someone actually works in the industry.
Works in the industry.
No.
So we're very happy to have you, Chucky.
And what do you? I was talking to you earlier and. I know that you have an Xbox One, and do you have a PS4 as well, or is it just the Xbox One?
Yes, we have both.
So you're living in next gen, unlike us.
Yeah, unlike us plebs.
Yeah. Also,
I've been living next gen for the last couple of years, just saying.
I have an Oculus Rift.
Wait. Stop talking about everything else, talk about that.
You put it on your face, you look around, you can see the things around you, and that's what it is.
And what demos have you played with it? What games have you tried?
A lot of them, the roller coaster ones are really fun, especially with someone who's afraid of heights.
Did you do the head chopping one?
No, not yet.
Do the head chopping
one. I'm afraid to do horror ones, isn't it?
Seven Spooky Five.
Ironically, I'm afraid to do a horror game.
It already succeeded and it's going to scare you.
Yeah, exactly. It already scares me. Yeah. We do like loads of.
Half-Life 2?
Half-Life 2. Half-Life 2 was amazing in it. And you kind of wander around the train station and stuff, and you're throwing the cans at the guards and the chase
that's,
you.
That's the best part of the game.
It's great because you press forward and you're running away, and you can look behind you at the guard running after you. It's really like.
So, how immersive does it feel?
Oh, it feels really immersive. Like, you're looking around.
But it's the same
time. It's not gimmicky. It's kind of it's a big deal, is it?
Mm. It is if it didn't make you sick. Because I was wandering around the train station in City 17, I leave, I go up the roofs and stuff, and then you go into the building, and where all the guys are looking at the window, and you have the TV on and stuff, I was looking around the kitchen, and it is more immersive, like I was noticing things that I wouldn't have noticed before, I was like looking around, I was like, what's that cup say? And I look in at the cup, and it's great.
You can do that now, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, cool. The problem is that when you start moving around indoors, it's a confined space, I just felt really sick suddenly.
And there must be this kind of disconnect, because you're controlling the thing with your keyboard or your controller, and you have to use your head.
Is it confusing? Like, is it a bit odd?
Yeah, it's kind of like you move your analog stick, and then
so it doesn't really
the
make sense.
Entire world moves around
your brain doesn't really, at first, I'd say it would be kind of weird for your brain to compute that.
I think after you get used to it, it's like your hands become your...
Oh yeah, you'll take
it. Let's say you're still playing with a mouse and a keyboard or a joystick. Can you still control the camera without moving your head?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, I suppose... It's good to keep your head
but
still.
But then are you controlling the camera and moving your head? Is that that must be kind of weird.
Because you kind of move the camera. And then you're like, it's a TV, so you're moving your camera as you were, and then you kind of stop, you let go of the analog stick, and then you're in the world again.
Yeah.
That's like,
it's interesting.
Weird.
Yeah.
So they need some sort of control system, or...
You need a big treadmill.
That device that a lot of people have paired with, it's like a giant ball thing that you run on.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Wear some special slippery shoes.
Anyway, it was worth the money. So that's the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
I'm going to visit you in Dundee.
Yeah, you should.
I'm not going to visit you.
He's going to visit your Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
Visit the cat, I mean.
I'd love to visit your cat.
Can I actually?
Have you seen the cat? I'll show Vlad the cat.
You'll post the link.
Well, that looks
kind of like my cat.
Black and white cat. But yeah, what do you think of the PS4 and the Xbox One? What are you playing the most? I know you're playing Titanfall. I know you're a fan of
that. I'm playing the Xbox One more at the moment because the PS4 is broke.
Oh, Sony, get on that.
Please
is it actually broken?
Yeah, we just haven't called about it. Yeah, I'm sure they'll replace
it. What's wrong with it?
It keeps restarting and going into safe mode. And consoles have safe modes now. They have safe modes now.
That's
how weird
cool.
is that?
Kind of cool.
They shouldn't have it.
Well, it's pretty much PC.
It's better in dangerous mode.
What it is if you...
So you're always in dangerous mode?
Oh. Holy Glyphs is life in dangerous mode.
it's a philosophy, man.
Yeah. I have a life.
No, if you're turning it on, it says make sure you turn it off before plugging it out. And so if I keep plugging it, turning it on and switching it off, if I keep turning on and switching it off, is it just going to break the software like a PC would? Like if you keep it,
maybe
that,
maybe not.
Obviously, it wouldn't happen.
Send it back.
We will, but
yeah.
I've been playing the Xbox One mostly.
Any favorite games? Any favorite?
Transfusion is pretty fun.
I want to play that game.
We love Trials.
I played a game
Evolution,
that was very similar.
Trials Evolution.
No, I played not a Trials game, but I played a game that was exactly the same as Trials on Android. I don't remember the name of it, but it works exactly the same
way.
Is it
that hill climb thing?
No. It works the same way. So you can use your tilt, so you can actually use the motion center,
so
it's a little bit better to control it. And
my games are so stupid.
Wow.
I'm joking.
I've played some great mobile games.
So we all have, to be fair.
Clash of Heroes. Amazing.
Yeah.
With our mobile games,
Badlands, great game.
With our mobile games, you wouldn't have the indie scene right now.
That's true. A lot of, yeah. They
you actually wouldn't like at all.
No.
You
yeah,
still
so
need like the starter.
You still
like,
playing
Xbox
War
games.
Fortress
yeah.
on PC.
Oh, yeah, any other games, Chucky?
That I'm playing at the moment on the Xbox One. 4-5.
I guess
this
is the start of our
yeah.
what are you playing section.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everything I'm playing? Okay. We got Hearthstone. I'm in the middle of that.
Oh, my baby Hearthstone.
I feel uncomfortable beside
Dave.
You should.
I'm also playing Fable Anniversary. I started that. It's my first Fable game.
Yeah.
It's still kind of fugly, but it's
fun.
It,
I think
it's
I have the Steam. I played it for a couple of minutes.
Wait, did you say that's
first
Fable game?
First Fable game.
I thought you were well into Fable.
Well, it actually is the first Fable
game.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
the
anniversary edition.
Yeah, I've got it on Steam or Xbox.
It's Fable Anniversary.
It's on Xbox.
Is it? Then what's the one that came out that was on Steam?
The last
was the original.
That's just the standard.
The Last Chapters or whatever.
Oh, and is it updated? Is it a HD remake or something?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
I've been playing that.
Quick game.
I'm in the middle of something that's missing.
Titanfall?
Titanfall, I've been playing that a lot. It's great.
Yeah.
That's actually something that I noticed in the Call of Duty trailer is that they have a lot of Titanfall things. They're like, here's some mechs, here's some wall climbing.
Yeah, they have the little Spider-Man.
Here's
the
double jump.
Here's the double jump. Some of you probably have a jetpack at some point.
Yeah, there was. I actually saw him.
Oh,
Black Ops 2 has mechs and jetpacks and all that, so this is definitely.
To be fair though, if Titanfall make that the standard, then of course Call of Duty are going to have to follow.
Well, they're going to have to make it bigger and better.
Yeah.
You're going to call in some mechs.
I mean,
at some
point. Of course.
Titanfall is great. Like,
fair
I'm,
being
I,
a,
I wanted to play the beta for a while, but that was the same. That wasn't a beta. That was a demo at best.
Yeah, it wasn't available. There's no
no.
There was no bug fixing. It was perfect the way it was, and it was great. I really enjoyed
it. Was really fun. Like you're just they made the maps really right because you run along a wall, you jump, and you're jumping across like a big wide gap, and then you're running along another wall, and they made all of those kind of narrow paths that aren't that narrow. You feel like you're making them as opposed to
I think
they play the map, and it's. You shoot guys and they die, and that's fun.
That's good.
And you get a bigger robot and you shoot more guys.
I don't play Call of Duty games as well, so this is like my first.
Yeah.
FPS.
Modern
FPS. Well, you mean like
game,
multiplayer
yeah.
FPS.
Exactly.
You
my modern.
Modern military shooter.
Yeah.
Modern military shooter.
MMS. MSN. What?
So, what are you guys playing?
What
Dave, Oleg.
What? Me?
What are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing Hearthstone. I've started Hearthstone.
Hearthstone. We've all played Hearthstone.
Yeah.
5 or 6 hours with that. I've just played so many games.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
And I keep losing. I keep getting my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Join the club. We all do.
What I found was the first couple of hours you play against the bots. You know the missions you do.
But
yeah.
We haven't played against
the
bots.
See, they're easy.
I don't.
The bots are easy.
Yeah, I went through all of them, done all those. But before I finished all of them, I went into the main kind of the multiplayer mode. I started delving for that. The first maybe 10 games, I was like, grand. I won about 7 or 8 of them. Then, like, I think
all of a sudden,
there's this kind of matchmaking thing. It knows that you're getting better.
Yeah.
And starts matching with better players, and then I just started losing and losing and losing and losing. And I was like, oh god, should I? And then I just kind of stopped my. I just didn't want to play the game anymore. I just stopped playing.
You won? You won? Did you?
Yeah.
Screw you!
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you thought you won, huh?
No, but that was the same as me. Like, I played it as well for a good few. Like, I played it for about 5 or 6 hours. Just like, oh, and the first, like, 3 games, I won in a row. I was like, yes! I feel great! Let's go again. And then it was like the next 4 or 5 in a row, I lost every one of them. And it was getting late, and I was like, I need to win one more before I go to bed, or else I don't
feel
right.
Dave, that's the way we feel for Dota.
It's actually really odd, because it's like you'd be winning, and you'd be winning by a considerable amount, and then just one turn just changes the whole thing.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah,
like, each game is, 10-15 minutes long, and it can go either way very quickly.
Some games last 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, I noticed actually, you don't realise how quick the time passes, because it feels so fast paced when you're doing it.
Yeah, and then you go for another
game,
and
another
game.
You check the clock
and
you realise, oh, geez, 15 minutes have passed by.
And then an hour goes by, and then 2 hours go by, and 3 hours.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I would like to point out something interesting, is that I think that the reason that the game is so good is because of the great sound quality.
The sounds are amazing, and then these little things on the sides of the screen
that
you can
play
around with. Those
play around with the
board.
You
can bring a gong, you can like break stuff, and
you know, it's as well, like you get a pack of cards and then you have to drag it across,
and it's satisfying,
and then you
it is so satisfying,
everyone.
And then
it's
boom,
all special.
No, like what I think makes it so addictive, so easy, like it's the fact that it's so easy,
so polished,
like, and so polished. Like when I started, it didn't really need to explain anything. I understood, you know, your cards have an attack, a defense, you have mana, simple as that. And then it's kind of the more you play, you don't need to understand everything the second you play it. You just need to understand the basics, and then the more you play it, the more you learn about it, and then the more strategic it becomes. That's how it just becomes more deeper and deeper the more you play. But I think that's why it's so good, because it's so easy to pick up.
And how long did you play with the beginner hero, the girl, the mage?
I'm still playing as her.
I got off her as soon as I...
I'm still
I'm
playing as
yeah,
her. Maybe that's,
like
maybe
her,
that's why I'm losing.
I played with her for the first maybe a couple of hours, and then I thought, she's kind of the really, really basic one. You don't really need
attached
to that much.
But I'm assuming that they're all balanced.
Oh,
yeah,
but some of them are more complex. There's more strategy involved than some of the others. Like
Assassin.
The Paladin is the one I'm
the
looking
warrior,
to change.
The Warrior is actually really hard to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played him and
I'd like to switch to Paladin, because the Paladin has a special ability where he can summon a monster. Instead, you know, where you have you can use that special ability where you take one damage from somebody as the girl.
Yeah.
He has an ability where he can summon a monster with one attack and one defense, and I think that alone is just.
Oh, I really like the Shaman. He can summon totems.
Totems
are
great.
Yeah.
They can't if
They're
you get
really
about if you
play,
get about. Three or four of them.
They keep coming up, and you're like,
if you get 3 or 4 of them, and they only cost one,
you
know, it's sort of 2 per turn.
Yeah, and then the mage has a thing that does 2 damage to all monsters.
Yeah.
So
if you're playing against a mage, it's terrible, but if you're playing against anyone else, they can destroy.
I like playing the guy with the antlers. I'm not sure what class that is, but he gets one attack and one armor every time his ability is used. I like using that, and I like using the rogue a lot, because she gets the poison to add to her weapon.
Yeah,
and her weapon gets... Yeah. She does 2...
I hate weapons.
Yeah, the weapons are...
2 weapons.
I don't know what to do against weapons.
I have a card that... It's a slug. I can't remember what his name is, but he negates the effect of... Gets rid of someone's weapon, which is a great card.
You gotta get your taunts down.
Taunts are great, Throw a taunt card down. Card with taunts.
So that's Hearthstone. We all like
actually been all enjoying
Hearthstone. Yeah, Hearthstone is great. And it's the best part about it, it's free.
I have
spent
a penny.
The monetizing strategy is actually quite fair.
Oh, yeah.
I think if they did an expansion pack...
Speaking of expansion packs, they're releasing a single player campaign for free.
But honestly, I'd probably pay for it.
I don't.
No, I wish that cost money and came with cards.
It comes with, you can unlock 30 cards.
I know, but like that's I would buy it if they released the DLC and it was like, this is going to cost $4.99 or whatever, and it's your story mode. I'd buy it.
But then again, a pack costs €2, so. Well,
see, they're banking on the fact that if you play the game enough, you would be like, I wouldn't mind spending a couple of years in this game, 10 years on this game.
You're guaranteed to get one rare card in every pack.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, I like it. I think it's very nice. It's free. Go out and download and give it a shot.
Just what I brought up the sound point earlier is that the audio is great.
Brilliant.
Is really good. But as casinos and everything, the audio is what makes people get addicted to playing in casinos.
Is this the sound cue? Oh yeah, it's like a sound. It's like a conditioning. It's conditioning to keep playing over and over. No, it is great. It's available on Battlefield, iOS, PC, and soon to be Android in the next Windows one as well, but we're not sure on a date for that. So I think we're in the ETA. Just while we're talking about Hearthstone,
we're not saying that's the best TCG game, because we've also played hours of Soulforge.
Soulforge is a good game. It's different.
Soulforge is similar, is it?
We've played way more.
Yeah, I played about 100 hours.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Soulforge is a similar card game, is it?
It's a similar card game, but it's...
While
Hearthstone's based off Magic, and simple version of Magic, this is completely different. It has a new system. So the way it works is your cards level up. So you play the card the first time, it's level 1.
Okay.
Once you play, it's discarded, and it's leveled up to level 2. So then it gets, the level 2 card gets thrown into your deck.
Yeah.
And then you pick up level 2, you throw the level 2 down and get level 3.
That's interesting.
So
that sounds fun.
Originally, it was just 3 levels. I think they added a 4th level.
Is it just on PC?
It's just on PC.
Oh.
It's on Steam.
Yeah.
But, okay, well,
actually, wait.
Okay.
They had a beta on iOS, and they have an Android beta as well now.
Oh, very
so
cool.
So it will be coming to tablets.
Yeah, it is very good. And again, the monetization system was very good, because
I got
packs all the time.
They've improved it as well. You get more packs, you get more rewards.
You get more packs. I mean, I got so many packs that I never feel inclined to buy anything.
But loads of card games available.
Everyone knows the best one, though, is Metal Gear Acid.
Of course.
Damn right.
Great game.
I would love a remastered version.
I would download a Vita. I would buy a Vita for that.
I would buy a Vita.
If you can get that.
It's not on the store.
It's on PSN.
If it comes to PSN.
Yeah.
But it was a great card game.
If they just re-released it as it was on the PSN store for the Vita, I would buy a Vita.
I was very reluctant. At first,
you'd probably buy a Vita anyway because you have PS4.
I was very reluctant to play Metal Gear Acid for us, because I love Metal Gear is my favorite series, and I don't like anything different from what it is. I love everything Metal Gear Solid is, and then all of a sudden Oleg and Peter would tell me about this card game.
I was just like, say that that's the only Metal Gear Solid
game. But he was just like, oh, play
that,
like,
and Rising
this,
are the only ones I've played.
But he was like, this is great, play this. And I was like, oh, it's not a real Metal Gear Solid game.
Stop.
And then one day I was like, alright, fine, I'll bite the bullet and play. I was like, oh my god, this thing is amazing.
It's
and I couldn't put it down.
It
was so good.
But wait, fine, I got the second game and I tried playing it, and I didn't like
Acid,
it as much.
Acid Squared.
I like the style more.
Yeah.
It was more cel-shaded.
Oh,
yeah,
very
cel-shaded. But yeah,
but
I remember it wasn't quite as good.
The story wasn't as good.
Yeah.
But I thought the gameplay was better.
It looked better. It was still great, yeah.
Different, yeah. But anyway, Dave, have you been playing anything?
I have been playing things. So guys, I know I give the lads here a lot of stick for playing Dota, but I took the plunge and I decided not to play Dota. Don't worry.
Oh.
I have started a MOBA. I've started. I feel like I'm in AA here. I started Infinite Crisis.
DC. To put it into perspective, I'm wearing a Dota t-shirt as we speak.
So I could never understand all the hullabalarchy around MOBAs, and I never found them fun. I thought they were boring games. But I look at it this way: if DC isn't going to get me into a MOBA, nothing will. Nothing ever will, because I'm a crazy DC.
So
fan.
How much have you played this game?
Honestly, I've played about 4 or 5 hours. Not a huge amount.
Not a huge amount.
Played about 10 battles.
In MOBA terms?
Not a lot of time.
You don't understand
but
anything.
Again, no. Well,
yeah.
I'm starting to
in
understand
Call of
more.
Duty terms,
but
that's
I need
a campaign.
Yeah, it's true. That's an entire game. Yeah. But I've been giving it a shot, and there's been times when I was playing it, I was like, oh, this game's stupid. I don't understand these games. Why do people make them? But then when I win...
For the money.
But then when I win, I'm like, oh my god, this feels so good. I want to go for another one. And then I lose. I'm like, shit.
I want
to
play again.
This game is so stupid.
But
why
then,
do I play
like,
these games?
But then like, I lost, so I kind of want to play again
to
win.
Like, I can understand the addiction. It's like...
That's exactly how you feel.
That's exactly.
You can't end
the
loss.
Time's the same.
But
you can't go to bed.
It's kind of like... It's like a big game of chess, but... It's different. Like when I play Hearthstone. Hearthstone is it's a lot easier to pick up and play.
Yeah, because it's 1v1.
That's not a different spectrum.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's a 1v1
game. It's a similar kind of addictive kind of gameplay. Yeah, but I understand it. Like, I understand it. It's good. Like, it's a lot more simplistic than Dota. I've played Dota a few times, and it's quite complex. Doesn't make sense, a lot of the things. We all know that.
They really don't.
But this is more simplistic and it makes more sense.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I have played only one. Like, I've been waiting for ages to play Injustice.
Oh yeah.
The collector's edition, the new one.
Yeah.
And like I've been honestly waiting for weeks to play it, and I've only gotten to play one match.
And what do you get with the collector's?
That's all.
What do you get with the collector's edition?
Oh, it's just new characters and it's updated graphics. Yeah. You know, I like it. It was good. From the one match I played, made me feel good, and I want to get back and play it.
Cool.
But that's what's hurt so bad now.
You play Channel of Light. Mine hasn't arrived yet.
Ooh. I will hear about verdict, oh, quick.
Is this any good? Is it any good?
7.9.
It's so pretty.
Okay, so I got my copy of Channel of Light.
Did you?
A couple of days ago.
Right.
I think he's lying.
Literally just yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, I picked it up.
He's a good looking man.
Brought it home. I had to go to college. Which is pretty, it was pretty awful.
You should have missed it.
I came back.
Whoa! Plot twist.
Oh, the story is progressing. Tell us more. I'm engrossed.
What's the next obstacle?
And then I didn't play it that day. But I got up this morning and I played at about 8 or 9 a.m. and I played it for 2 hours.
How good is it?
So I read some stuff online. Just, you know, not really surrounding. I just read what people are thinking of the game, and they said that don't play on normal because normal is too easy.
Yeah.
So I stuck it on hard because the game only has two difficulty modes. There's normal and there's hard. So yeah, normal is pretty much easy, and hard is
crushing.
Hard is the way it's supposed
I read an article today that Ubisoft already have gotten some flack over this, saying that people are saying that the normal difficulty is way too easy, so they're changing normal and hard to casual. And expert. That's the only change. They're going to patch the game just to change the name. I thought that was hilarious. But anyway, so I stuck it on hard, and the game, like, I imagine on normal it'd be too easy for me because I play a lot of RPGs, JRPGs specifically. But the game is beautiful. It looks like a watercolor painting. We all know that already.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But I started it off. It's basically like a platforming game. So you're jumping around, you're solving a few puzzles, like there's these boxes that you drag along, like, you know, traditional 2D platformers. You jump on them, and then you finally get the flying ability. So once you get that, you can actually just fly around the levels.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. And it's also a dual stick game. That's where this co-op element comes in, because you can actually play with two players. So you can control the wisp-like creature, spirit creature, and you can also control the main character. The main character is an Austrian princess.
What a weird thing.
That's very specific.
And she gets basically the story that she gets.
It's like Anastasia. Was Anastasia Austrian or was she German?
Why is that weirder than a Mushroom Kingdom princess?
it's actually more tame because it's within this world. She gets really sick and she kind of falls into this deep sleep.
Oh.
And she wakes up in this world, this magical land. That's how this game starts.
So it was all a dream?
No. Well, not really, but...
Lost.
But yeah, and Lost the game is all in rhyme. It's actually pretty cool. I kind of enjoy the back and forth between the wisp creature and her. And then you meet new characters and you join a party. So in the battle system, you have up to two of your heroes on at one time.
So is it a deep battle system?
Is it like South Park simplistic kind of battle system?
I haven't played South Park, but I'd probably say it's more like South Park than any other.
But I think that's a good thing.
It's simplistic at first, but you can make it deep if you want to.
Yeah, the thing is you have this character tree, so each of the characters has their own distinct tree and they have their own abilities. So the main hero, she has low health, but she casts damaging spells, so she's really good at that. And then the first character you meet, he has really high health, he does loads of damage, and he has healing spells, which is kind of weird. But each character has their own skill trees, and you can kind of diverge. So you have the choice of going three ways, so it's kind of like a branching path. So if you go this way, you get all these skills, and you develop kind of two main core skills.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go the other way, you develop another two main core skills, and then if you go the third way, there's other skills. So, and it depends on... and what you actually want to get out of those heroes and how you're going to complement your other hero that you have in play. And you can also use this Wisp creature. So you have the commands like an energy RPG. You select your command, attack, use magic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, so you attack, you use magic, and then you can use the Wisp creature to slow down the active time gauge. So the game works on the active time battle system. So there's a thing on the bottom showing all the heroes and the enemies. And if you drag your little Wisp, so you're using Gamma, to their enemy, and you hold the left trigger, it drains your bar.
Right.
And it slows down their gauge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they attack, they can't attack.
Yeah, so
for a while.
So what you, and there's up to three enemies, I think, so far. That's the most I've faced. So you're trying to slow down the one that's closer to the bar at the end. It's hard to describe unless you see it, but there's a little end bit on the bar, so it's like a double bar.
Yeah.
Once you get to the end of this part and you attack the enemy that's in that section of the bar, they get brought back.
Right.
So yeah, that's this little mechanic.
That's
this time mechanic, which I haven't really seen in any other game.
But I said that's the deep.
That's
part.
Yeah, that's the deep part.
So that reminds me. That's what I'm just gonna say. In terms of South Park, that sounds very like South Park's time based. Like when you're about to attack someone, you have to time it perfectly, or else the attack is.
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's interesting. It makes it more.
But right now, I really enjoy
fast-paced,
like,
kind of,
and I've died several times already, and probably because I'm playing on the expert mode. I am an expert at JRPGs, apparently. But it's a very fun game. I'm really enjoying it, and the first 2 hours are. I've met my second hero now, so I have three characters to play with, and I look forward to playing more.
Sounds great. We all look forward to playing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So I think that's it for the podcast tonight, guys. If you want to contact us, you can email us at gamesblurb@gmail.com. You can tweet us at the gamesblurb. My handle on Twitter is @Vladvek. Oleg's is Oleg Brazhnik.
Brazhnyk.
Yes. Dave's is @NotDaveDunn.
I am Dave Dunn.
And Chucky's is @ChuckyOn.
Yeah.
How do you have the @NotDaveDunn Twitter handle?
You really should.
I'm actually
not Dave
Dunn.
Yeah.
As
opposed to me, we should swap.
Not Oleg Brazhnik.
I can be him. Don't forget to check gamesblurb.com, read our comments, like them, share them.
Yeah.
Subscribe, yeah.
Whatever
else you want to do.
Exactly.
Woo.
But yeah, so we'd love to hear from you guys. So
if you
enjoy the podcast, send us a message and we'll get back
to
you.
If you want to hear again from Chicky, please tell us because we'll get him back.
Yeah,
we'll
do our best.
They will pay for my flights.
We'll mail them over in a...
yeah, they'll pay for the suitcase,
race.
Like a ship crane.
Exactly.
Or we'll just Google Hangout soon.
Or we could do that too.
We could Google Hangouts.
Giant cut.
That'd be fun. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening and good night.
Bye.
Love you.
Seas and oceans. We shall fight with ever-growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. Except if it's too much. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. And we shall never surrender.